This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A Chinese government official on Monday called on the people of Hong Kong to oppose violence and accused some Western politicians of stirring unrest. He also reiterated Beijing's support for Hong Kong's embattled chief executive, Carrie Lam. Hong Kong pro-democracy lawmaker Claudia Mo told reporters those comments were fanning the flames of an already politically divided city.
The vision, the impression of Hong Kong is simply fundamentally wrong. They're so far away from Hong Kong people's real sentiments and demands, and they tried. They made tried to make some feeble attempt to help retain what they assume would be security problems in Hong Kong. But then that wouldn't help the crises, governance and political crisis Hong Kong is facing.
Hong Kong bore the scars on Monday of its eighth straight weekend of violent protests, with hard hats, umbrellas and water bottles littered across some central streets. Authorities in the western U.S. state of California say a gunman killed at least three people, including a six-year-old child, at a garlic festival Sunday afternoon. The attack happened in the city of Gilroy, where police say the shooter was armed with a rifle. Another 15 people were injured. There were officers present at the festival, and Gilroy Police Chief Scott Smithy said they quickly engaged the suspect and shot him to death. Sudanese security forces shot and killed five people Monday using live ammunition to put an end to protests, according to protest organizers. The Sudanese Doctors' Central Committee said snipers fired on the student protests, leaving several wounded and five dead. This is VOA News. President Trump is expanding his attacks after a weekend of bashing a leading black congressman. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says his tweets that Elijah Cummings' majority black Baltimore district is a disgusting mess where no human being would want to live were not racist. Instead, he says Cummings is racist for not helping his constituents. This morning, the president blasted civil rights advocate Al Sharpton, who went to Baltimore to condemn him, tweeting, "Al is a con man, a troublemaker." Sharpton says he'll keep making trouble for bigots.
If he really thought I was a con man, he'd be nominating me for his cabinet.
Aides say the president's comments were hyperbole, but they come after his racist tweets against four congresswomen of color. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump on Monday signed a bipartisan bill to ensure that a victim compensation fund related to the terrorist attacks from September 11th, 2000 runs out of money.
Today, we